You are listening to Dishin' and Swishin', the world of women's hoops, on HoopFeed.com.
Hi, everybody. This is David Siegel welcoming you to this week's Dishin' and Swishin' podcast. And, you know, we've been talking a lot of NCAA women's hoops, but there's been a lot going around the WNBA right now as well, with the All-Star Game being announced on the positive side and the question marks about the CBA and the Los Angeles Sparks on the less positive. But, you know, Atlanta has certainly made some news on the positive side. They first had a new head coach in Michael Cooper, and now they have a new general manager and executive vice president in friend of Dishin' and Swishin', Angela Taylor, and I'm glad to welcome her back to the podcast. AT, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, David. It's great to be back on Dishin' and Swishin'.
And it's great to have you back in the WNBA. We missed you.
Yeah, it's been a minute, so I'm so excited to be back. My family is excited to be back, and it's been a long couple of years, but, you know, excited about the prospects moving forward.
Well, you know, when you were out of the league, you know, you started, you know, your own organization and, you know, Network Sports Consulting, and you've been involved in this podcast stuff, too, with the Game Changers. And, you know, I was actually reading an article today from an Atlanta paper that said that you are the Game Changer and that this signing of you could be the difference for the franchise. What do you think about that?
You know, I hope that, you know, I make an impact immediately. And they've obviously done a fantastic job over the years on court, you know, just falling a little bit short of the ultimate goal, and that's to bring a WNBA championship to Atlanta. And I certainly think that, you know, with Michael and his experience and his championship experience, and I teaming up and putting our heads together, hopefully we are able to, you know, kind of take him over the top and do something special with this organization. But it takes a lot of people. It's not just one person. It's a collective group of people that will be able to accomplish that ultimate goal.
Well, I'll tell you, it's not very often that you get to take over a team that was in the WNBA Finals the year before. Usually when you're seeing changes like this, it's a team that needs to be built from the ground up. You know, there's certainly a lot of talent on this team already.
Absolutely. That's one of the things that was intriguing. You know, again, they've had great success on court, starting off with, you know, Angel McCautry, Olympian, again, was added to the national team pool. Talented player, very dynamic player. And then you look at our post players, Sancho coming back healthy, hopefully this year, and Erica D'Souza, although she's a free agent. You know, there's so many nice pieces that are there, as well as a lot of depth at the guard position, that, you know, for someone coming into a position like this, you're absolutely right. Oftentimes you walk into a situation that has to be completely remodeled, if you will. But fortunate to have a lot of veteran talents on this roster, have a solid draft pick at number 8, have an experienced coach and an experienced assistant coach in Carlene Thompson, that we feel like we have some, you know, extremely, extremely valuable pieces that we're putting together, and a strong commitment from the ownership group. So I'm excited about this.
Well, you know, just to clarify, though, in case you weren't sure, you know, this is Atlanta. This is SEC country. What's with all, you know, with this Pac-12 stuff with you and, you know, Carlene from USC and Coop, you know, is New Mexico but coached at USC. I mean, you know, you guys are bringing a Pac-12 flair to down south.
Absolutely. We got to bring that laid-back, you know, West Coast atmosphere to the ATL, which is a transit market anyway, right? But influx a little flavor, you know, the USC-Stanford connection between Carlene and I, and certainly Cooper with his background on the West Coast with the Showtime Lakers. Hopefully we bring a little Showtime to Phillips Arena this summer.
All right, now come on. You're going to be looking at some southern fried Brussels sprouts or something with that combination. You know, the mixing things up down there.
Yeah. You know, I definitely already have Gladys Knight's chicken and waffles on my to-do list as soon as I get to Atlanta. So there will be a lot of devouring of the Southern fare.
Now, talking about, you know, the franchise in itself, you know, one of the things that people, you know, some of the fans, you know, they're smart people. They notice that the Dream has not been a terribly great, consistent drawing team. So, you know, they always speculate that they're going to be the ones to move or something like that. But you know, the team has made some serious commitments there, and my understanding is that, you know, you guys are moving into new digs too down there.
Yeah, you know, they just released it, I believe, in November that we'll be moving into new office space right next to the arena, which is fantastic, in the same building where the Atlanta Hawks have their offices and TNT and other corporate entities reside currently, which I think will be great. It'll be great proximity to the arena and practices, et cetera. So I'm excited about that. Have made a number of key hires on the business and the basketball side. And you know, I look at, obviously, you know, with Minnesota Lynx several years ago, and I look at the evolution of that organization. There was a time when people questioned whether or not they would last, and the commitment from the top and Glenn Taylor is very similar to the commitment that we have in Atlanta with Mary Brock and Kelly Loeffler. And it takes that commitment from the ownership, the will and the want to bring something special to that market, and I think that that exists in Atlanta. And then you saw again in Minnesota, you know, if you build it, they'll come. And we feel if we, you know, win, if we play well, if we play hard, if we play an exciting brand of basketball consistently from start to finish, and if we win and we bring a championship to Atlanta, that the fans will come out and support us. And I'm excited to be able to get to know a very loyal season ticket base and excited to do whatever I can, roll up the sleeves and help them grow that season ticket base as well.
Now, I know that things are in the discussion phases and all, and you're still in the honeymoon phase, still being out in California and all. You know, is there any information that you can share or anything that you can tell us about the CBA and what's been going on with that?
Well, you know, I wish I had an update, but, you know, league rules prohibit teams from commenting on collective bargaining, so I'm unable to comment at this time. You know, hopefully in the near future we'll have some positive news from that. I know that both sides are negotiating in good faith, and, you know, that's at this point that's all that I can say about collective bargaining.
And, of course, as I mentioned, they've announced that, though, that there is an All-Star game this year, that it is going to be in Phoenix. Well, obviously, the plans are to have a season. If they don't anticipate the season being a problem or it being the end of the world, the situation with the Sparks. So those are all good things, obviously. Now, the other thing is it is also a World Championships year, and you have the additional challenge coming in of, you got a couple of important, if you count Erica as still being a part of your roster, she is a free agent, as you mentioned, but between her and Sancho Little and Angel, you got three international players that are involved in the pools of various countries. That also puts a little bit of a twist on trying to plan for the season.
Absolutely. You know, I wouldn't have it any other way. It's a good problem to have, to know that you have, you know, three of the best players in the world for their respective countries on your roster. Certainly is a problem that Coop, Carlene, and I, you know, wouldn't pass up. But it makes for, you know, a complicated and complex, you know, situation for many teams. And that's something that, you know, whether you're at the WNBA league office or you're in the front office of any of our WNBA teams, that you realize due to the calendar, and the nature of our business, that, you know, every couple of years, whether it's World Championships or the Olympics, that we're going to have to make some adjustments. But I think that, again, we have the best players in the world in the WNBA, and we're fortunate enough to have three of the best players in the world for the Atlanta Dream.
Now, the Dream has a nice mix of young and some and veterans. And now, when you watch other teams working in the league recently, you know, I find that, you know, when I look at things, I look at it from one perspective, considering what I do here. Do you still look at teams? Did you still look at teams as a general manager, you know, saying, gee, you know, if I could do this or if I had this or this team needs this? Or did you just get to just enjoy it as a fan?
You know, I couldn't turn it off, unfortunately. You know, you're constantly, and you know, for me, basketball and the WNBA has become part of my life. And so, you know, I was able to sit back and enjoy and watch from a distance. But I don't know if I'll ever be able to just be a fan of the sports in general, but certainly of women's basketball and the WNBA, and constantly trying to tinker with different teams' rosters and playing armchair quarterback or armchair GM, as many of you out there do on a regular basis. And I'm sure people will question my general manager decisions as well. It was fun to be able to take a look at what teams were doing to get better and to improve, and then being able to use that, kind of curbside viewpoint and to try to start to look at our roster with the Atlanta Dream. And, you know, I was fortunate in the last few years also to pay more attention to the NBA as well and start to look at some of the better organizations and general managers there and look at their philosophy and kind of study what they did to build successful organizations. And I think that it's going to help me as I, reintegrate myself into the WNBA and the Atlanta Dream.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, that is very sad to me is that, the WNBA's gain here means, the round table loses out on one of their more experienced participants. Yeah, how would WNBA without you this year?
I'm sure you guys will do quite all right as I, listen to your shows, enjoy your podcast quite often. You guys do very well between, all the guests and the special, media voices that you guys bring on the show with Mel and LaChina and everybody else. So I will look forward to listening to some positive podcasts about the Atlanta Dream in the future as well.
So are we going to see Stanford in the Final Four?
Well, I lose all objectivity when it comes to my Stanford Cardinals. So, absolutely. I think that Tara's done a nice job of playing a deep roster this year, playing some of her young kids and giving them experience throughout the preseason and the Pac-12 play. And I think the Pac-12 is much deeper than it has been in the past. So I think the conference will do a good job of preparing them for the tournament. But, I think that, after UConn, I think it's wide open. For the most part, out there, and we can see some new faces in the Final Four. And I hope that the Stanford Cardinal will be in Nashville.
And is Richard Sherman going to be lifting that Super Bowl trophy?
You know what? I'm not a big Seahawks fan, which I grew up in the Northwest, and you either had to watch the Seahawks or the Broncos all the time. So, being a Dallas Cowboys fan, I didn't really get to become a Seahawks fan, but. Richard Sherman, obviously Stanford family is Stanford family no matter what. So hope he has a great Super Bowl performance and lives up to, the words that he's put out there.
Angela, congratulations on coming back to the WNBA. We're looking forward to seeing, the changes that you bring to the Atlanta Dream. The team was so close, for three of the last 4 years to winning it all that – I think that just a little bit of tweak by you and Coach Cooper and things could be totally different.
All right. Well, hopefully I have a reason to be on this show at the conclusion of the season and talking about a successful year. But appreciate you having me back on the show. Like I said, I enjoy listening to your podcast and I look forward to being on the show in the future.